caught in the rye. "What the heck?" says Wade and lifts a couple of sealed cardboard boxes from the curb outside JD's house. A garbage man, Wade has picked up JD's compacted trash cubes for almost 12 years, give or take. Cardboard boxes are definitely a change. "Especially ones labeled with my name," thinks Wade, and wonders what's inside. JD isn't exactly what you think. First time they meet, it's the middle of a hot, dry summer. An old man with papery skin clutching an oversized coffee cup wanders through the wilting azaleas and introduces himself. They talk trash, mostly. "What have you got this week?" JD asks every Thursday morning, and Wade reports on the weirdest finds he can think of. Wedding dresses crushed in with the coffee grounds, stained quilts carefully folded and left on top of the garbage can, and some mighty strange photographs. JD takes notes. A couple years go by, and Wade finds out that JD's some sort of famous writer. Wrote a book Wade avoided reading in high school. Wade's not much of a reader, mixes up his words. The local paper for the announcements, garage sales mostly. Every now and again, JD mutters something about gerunds. Wade doesn't know what a gerund is until he looks it up in an old dictionary he picks out of the dumpster behind the library. It takes him a while to find the word because it doesn't start with a J. This kind of grammatical knowledge scares Wade more than the fact that JD's a really old man and looks of him could die any minute. One smart old man. Smart. Not a garbage man. There's no magic in the garbage collection business anymore, thinks Wade as he slides the boxes up into the cab. The occasional thrill of found antiques he sells off whenever he gets around to it. A wasp attack. Nobody takes the time to watch wasps swarming, thinks Wade, and slams the door. Nobody takes the time, including Verna, his ex-wife. Verna, who left him a couple of years back and said, "You never do anything off the route, Wade. Drive to the grocery store on your friggin' garbage route." Wade couldn't think of anything to say to Verna, so he said nothing. Nothing at all. Look where that got him. Divorced and numb by 9 p.m. each night, drinking Canadian Club from depression glassware. Caught in the rye. JD is one smart old man. Sees right through the garbage man, thinks Wade, and shifts into first gear.